Hey guys, welcome back. Listen to Davins, then we're going to do our final segment of the evening. This has been a marathon show, because that's what we do here. We're going to do some Scam Busters. We'll do some Ann Jackson. Pip, what are the categories?
Okay, the categories are the perennial favorite, Mr. Davin. Then I think we're just going to go with mafias.
Any mafias?
Any mafias for number two.
Okay.
And number three, You Kill My Life.
All right, you guys weigh in. What are your guesses? And I've been forgetting to announce the winner at the end.
I know.
So that's your job, Pip. So remind me.
I will. I'll smack you upside the head.
Please do.
All right. So what do we got first?
We have Mr. Davins.
I'm going to go for three.
Three, Mr. Davins. And then how many mafias?
Mafias. I'm going to go for five.
Wow. Okay. And then what do you think about You Kill My Life?
Two.
Two. Okay, she's going to feel particularly bad this evening.
Pip, what do you got?
Mr. Davin, I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins. I'm going to go with two mafias and one You Kill My Life.
One You Kill My Life.
Yes.
And the participants in the Den Pen, are they playing tonight, not playing tonight?
I'm sure that they're going to be playing. They're thinking about which ones they're going to do.
Okay. Well, then you can write that down, and we will play the Scam Busters.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
All right. Well, I'm going to still play this song. Yeah, that's enough of that.
we tied.
we just don't have time.
Funny thing about it is that when you do that, when you play the song that show, because usually you ask Mr. Davins and all that other stuff after the song. What I would do is I would guide. That would be my guidepost how short the song is, mm-hmm. on how long the segment would run, and that would then I would decide on how many Mr. Davins or fucking mafias.
It never works for you, but as long as you want to keep doing that, I mean. Joe's girl seems to be the champ of this game.
Yeah, she's good. Do you want to hear what her guesses were?
Yes, I've been dying with masturbated breath.
Ew.
Yeah, I saw a Nazi cat. I couldn't contain myself.
I know. Who can? She said four Mr. Davins.
Okay.
Three mafias and zero You Kill My Life.
Zero You Kill My Life.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
So we'll wait and see. I'll wait and see what Lisa and Tom come up with.
All right. So here we go. This is April 26, 2014, Dateline. Mr. Davin!
Oh, one.
Off the bat.
Send out all of info to show up their Dirty Henry minds.
Their Dirty Henry minds?
Their Dirty Henry minds. I bet you didn't have that on your...
And I just made the name of that kid in the last segment Henry.
Did you?
Out of nowhere.
Oh. The Dirty,
Dirty
Henry,
Henry minds.
Yeah, my name is Henry. I got a dirty mind that says Jackson's working off me. You know,
Henry's not a dirty old man name, though. That's Dirty Henry minds.
Yeah, it's Henry. It sounds like a dirty old man.
Yeah, all right.
I got a couple of penthouses in my locker at work.
That I believe.
They're all stuck together.
All stuck together.
Oh, Henry.
Tell you what, I think that horse is pretty much beaten, but well.
You said beating.
And there it was. Okay. They use me and play on me. They do not help the victims, but use me to get the victims, and this makes me piss off.
It makes me piss off. As fast as she can. Run. Piss off.
Don't you see the truth? James H. Miller and Parker D. Green are U.S. soldiers, and they are not.
Oh, my God.
She's as dumb as a wall.
I don't think she said it for comedic effect.
Well, wow. That was the result.
Oh, no. She's back.
She's back.
When did she leave?
No. I mean, she's back in that fantasy land. Everyone, she saw glimmers of the truth, and she's back.
James H. Miller and Parker D. Green are U.S. soldiers, and they are not human beings, but the chicken.
The what?
But the chicken?
The bagok! The chicken.
But the chicken.
The chicken.
It might be some type of insult. I don't know. As opposed to the sushi. I don't know.
I think that we should just say that randomly tomorrow in our day programs. But the chicken.
But the chicken.
But the chicken. Make a trend.
Yes. Hashtag but the chicken.
They use me to get the job at UN. Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr use me to get the victims.
They're roosters.
I did report many criminals to the authorities. Last year, they arrested over 120 or more.
Or more.
These people are shameful. I want to say you must expose the truth now. From this scam, it predicts the real world war. It will happen from Russia. I did show the truth to you. She predicts that the scammers are going to get us into war with all the cybercrime.
Oh, okay. All right.
I do not want to say anything. And then we stop. No.
No.
That's the show, Nighty Night.
But she never stops talking. What do you mean I don't want to say anything?
I do not want to say anything. This fucking people are using me, and they should get killed. I will get killed soon. I do know that I am in danger. And she signs off. And then she sends me a link for the Interpol, Eric Bohr. See, the link is changing again. Remember, she couldn't figure out that every time she clicked it on a different link. Like, it was the same page,
oh,
but the link
right.
was changing. So she thought Eric Bohr was a hacker. See, the link is changing again. This fucking Eric Bohr should go to hell.
Yeah, I like the way she says that. Like, you know, we've told him before, but he really, really should consider it.
Yeah, it's
you know, it might be worth it talking to him again about it.
This is good advice for him.
They are in Malaysia. Pigbusters is absolutely right. Pigbusters is an anti-scamming website.
Oh, okay.
So-called Eric Bohr, do not play dirty games on the victims. The victims will never get money back because of your mafia ways.
Oh, mafia.
Yep.
I am the true experiment from you, and I paid and paid, which is never-ending payment. You use me, and this is why hunters are mad and fuck me up. The real reasons is that they lost so much money, but you asked to pay to kill the real victims. I am the one who paid over $120,000, including fucking Brown Cotton's idiot mistake, who totally destroys my whole life.
I love her. You gotta love Ann Jackson.
He is a fucking liar. You never arrest him, but lie to me. Me, victim A, and C paid the fees. No one gets money back. Brown Cotton will say that the funds is fucking there. This is lies. Go to hell. I do not...
This is lies. Go to hell. Fucking mafias.
Do not collect 200. Go directly to hell.
All this and more with Ann Jackson.
God.
All the hits. I do not believe in this advanced fee fraud. I will expose all of this to mess media.
Mess media? Did she call it mess media before?
That's what she always calls it. Mess media. And, you know, she's not absolutely wrong on that. All this to mess media. To let people know how you cheat on people. I have seen the truth that UN is a fucking idiot org. Because they use the people who are also stupid.
She's on fire tonight, wow. Goddamn her. All right.
I also see UN has no function at all. They do not do any peace mission because the war is happening around the world. They even do not know how to predict the real war. Shame on UN using so-called well-educated people.
So-called.
You call yourself doctor? Shame.
You call yourself Dr. Shame.
They call me Dr. Shame. They call me Dr. Shame.
Call me Dr. Shame. That would be a great Kiss song.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, maybe they should do something. Maybe come up with something close to that.
Maybe.
Dr. Love? Well, just an idea.
That wouldn't
work. No. If Gene Simmons is involved, it's Dr. Shame.
Oh, Pip cracked yourself up. Anyway, it's cute when you do that. Like a little kitten, lick yourself. Anyway, I do not see. I do not see you have a doctor degree. Shame on you.
What is she, a Jewish mother?
I do not see. You do not have a doctor degree. Shame on you.
You're trying to date my daughter, and you don't have a doctor's degree. Shame.
See the link by Eric Bohr. I am not stupid because I can read it. Josh. Do not forget, I am a person who can learn things very well. Really?
I don't think so. Have you? Have you?
I can speak 5 languages.
Okay. Can't understand things in any of them, but yeah. Okay.
That fucking idiot Interpol secretary can speak Arabian, French, and English. Shame on Interpol. Then she gives me the Interpol link. Mr. Javid.
Ah, that's dos.
Post that link to warn people. Thank you. I will expose everything because they are chicken.
But the chicken.
And not the breast. The dark meat.
I'm getting hungry because what happened for dinner when I get home?
I know. I'm starting to think about chicken for dinner.
They took money from the victims and they lied to the victims because they asked them to pay and pay. Mr. Davin.
3.
Grace.
They all go to the official site of Interpol. This fucking Eric Bohr's ability. Tell the victims not to report the scam for my channel anymore. Please do it fast. I am on that.
With the speed of a gazelle.
Sure. When I use Firefox, the link to contact Interpol is the link. Then she gives me another link. When I use Google Chrome, it's this link. They go to Interpol official site because I did report the scam to them before. This fucking Eric Bohr is using me.
Really?
Really? Yeah, this just in.
Really?
So she says, send me the link to their contact page. Truth! This link is designed by Eric Bohr. I did not notice that till these days when I pulled out the official site. I did not know Eric Bohr did something, and now I understand it well. You can go to my channel to see the links. I found the truth!
Truer words were probably spoken.
You can go to my channel to see the links. I found the truth! And she says a link. Yes, it is designed by Eric Bohr. So-called idiot Melvin. I think she's the only one calling him that, but okay.
Yeah.
You let Eric Bohr use my mail address, and I do know it. I already know that you are using these idiot people. I can read who wrote that mail. You are an asshole.
That sounds like emails to each other.
I use asshole understood. I don't come out and say it. I will ask Mr. Davin to expose the truth.
Aha!
A sneaky Mr. Davin.
A sneaky.
You are a real fucking person with idiot pig brain. Sounds like a disease.
Yeah, that really sounds like
that
bad
cow disease.
Kill
a Jew
disease.
Or a Muslim, I'll tell you that
oh,
much.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I know. You will be the criminal as long as I sent the truth out. You make me puke. You should
go fuck yourself.
Die soon.
Oh,
and you will because you're really old.
Did she say that?
She did.
And you will because you're really old?
Sure. Right, settle down, lady. He's not Charlie Sheen. Relax.
Oh, my God.
James H. Miller is a fucking asshole who likes to use women.
He's put that on his business card.
I think he did. He wanted to use women to get money. Shame on him. This is his nature. I have no idea why he contacted you asking for help, and he used me. This is what I know. Shame on James H. Miller and Parker Green. Wow.
Wow.
I can see you are fucking criminals. Well, who wouldn't? I mean, they're there. They're in jail. They can't run away. Oh, that's not what she meant.
No.
All of you. I did expose their fucking nature threatening me. Jennifer Green is a real scammer who cheated on me because I did tell her that I do not want to apply for these funds. Her daughter. Jennifer Grace.
Yeah, I know, and I was just about to say that,
yep.
Where she's, you know, not only is she now, you know, a crook, she's a scammer. Did she ever reference her as a scammer before?
Oh,
This is the first time she actually referenced her as a scammer.
That's haze is clearing, Joe.
That's a good point, Joe.
Well, in this paragraph.
Yes. Maybe. Don't go too far.
Yeah.
Don't let punctuation get in the way of reasoning.
Yeah.
She lies to me a lot. This fucking bitch is hiding because she took my money out of $1,500.
It's your daughter.
His father is also coward. I think she meant her. His father is also coward. Even he is a high killer. Shame, shame, shame.
A high killer?
Yeah, it smokes a lot of weed.
Okay, yeah.
Brown Cotton is hiding, and I will let him go to jail. And I promise I will do it faster, as long as they do not reply to the victims. Mr. Davin, please. Spread all this, because I am going to do big attack from now.
Uh-oh.
Is she Al-Qaeda?
No, she's ISIS.
ISIS, yeah.
She's ISIS.
She's using social media. Then she sends me the FBI Gov thank you tip. She sent the tip to them, and they give her a thank you message. I sent mail to FBI tip. I guess they do use the links to monitor my channel. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she gives me an Interpol link. Eric Bohr is maybe cutting my report. So-called idiot Melvin. I do not like the person who plays dirty on me.
Well,
I think it's Bukkake.
Play dirty on me.
I don't know. Joe, clean that up.
She used to be a shot girl at a bar.
Ooh. So-called James H. Miller played dirty on my many times.
Oh, he played dirty on hers many times.
When Brown Cotton made a big mistake lying to me, there was only route left to come to Japan from North Korea, and I paid lots of money. This fucking man is dirty, and from that moment, I can see he is an asshole.
Thank you for your insight.
It was from this moment. Before that,
the wool was
completely over my eyes.
From what I could see, you never hear that. From what I could see, he's an asshole. You know, you don't come up, guy's an asshole. From what I could see, he's
is he bent over, pants down? What?
Oh, that's funny.
The other thing is that he fell for a woman and asked the money or a PC from the woman from Canada. That is fucking asshole. Jennifer Green lies to me when I told the truth and I refused to pay for the fees. He is a fucking criminal. I can see this person is shameful. You are idiot asking me to cooperate with him. I have never intention to cooperate with him at all. I do hate this person. This James H. Miller used me to contact you for the reason. Why? It is easy. He wanted to get his fucking gold bars. I will see his gold bars are being held forever since it is from the Talibans.
What?
Tally me banana.
That's what she said?
Yes. No, I can't write this well.
No, I know. But sometimes you interject funny things into what she's saying, and I can't tell the crazy from the comedy.
That's the genius of me. That's her.
She said it's from the Taliban. Okay.
Shame on him. He is greedy. This is why he wanted to kill me. And he uses people. Shame on him. This is the real conspiracy from him. I will let him know way out. I will report the truth. There's one thing to see the truth. So-called Jennifer Green. Truly speaking.
She got a so-called on it. Okay.
Yeah, there's lots of so-calleds tonight.
You didn't put that in, baby.
No, I know. And that was one of the ones I considered. Darn.
Because you're a fucking idiot.
Yes.
So-called Jennifer Green. Truly speaking, never confirms with the bank at all. No.
No.
Say it ain't so. She want to kill me by using financial loss, and she lies to me to pay for the fees. She asks me to pay for her traffic fare and food. She lies to me again and again.
Well, you got to understand, she's been a little off sauce since she got hit by a truck.
It's been a while.
Yeah, and you're her mom, so.
Yeah.
She does not get hit by the car, but she wants the money.
Boy, I set that up good, huh?
Yeah, thank you.
You'd think you knew the next sentence that was coming, Joe.
Ask a question, get your answer.
I know.
She is a fucking liar. From a real mafia family.
Oh, mafia.
I did tell her to confirm the details, but she never. She wasted my money, and I could see her intention. She will eat the money, and she chokes my money already. Shame on her.
She chokes my money already.
I'd rather my chicken was being choked, but that wasn't an option.
No.
All of you are real mafias. But claim, isn't that one of yours?
Yeah, mafias. Oh, sorry, I dropped the ball.
All of you are real mafias, but claim to be from the real authorities, FBI, and Interpol. That fucking Miller just wants money. Well, duh.
Really? This just in?
He will get punishment. Shame on him. I really look down upon him.
Shame on him. He deserves it.
You know what? If shame was one of the drinking words, we would be so plastered.
Is he a real soldier? No! Chicken only!
Chicken!
Chicken!
But the chicken!
Is he a real soldier? No, chicken only.
Chicken only. Chicken Can only. I have beef? No, chicken only. How about the fish? No, chicken only. But I'm a vegetarian. No, chicken only!
Can I have some french fries? Chicken only!
I could just see sound off. Here, sir. Here, sir. Here's a... Here, sir. Here, sir. Hey!
Reporting...
There's a chicken in the racks. What the pluck is going on around here?
I want to see the justice, and you do not reply to me because you are not from UN Secretary, but a fake one. Mr. Davin!
Oh!
Please expose all the truth to the world. FBI man called Brown Cotton does not know the way to come to Japan with the gold bars.
That was an old song from the 20s.
Yeah, really.
It was.
Finally, he said, Japan officer... Japan. She can't even spell her own country.
That's what I like to drink when I get drunk. Japan.
Champagne, Japan.
Japan.
Bring on the Japan.
Finally, he said, Japan officer deported him. And he brought the gold bars to France, and UN Secretary Melvin Santos went to confirm. These gold bars are under my name. This man is from IC3 under FBI. He is a fucking asshole, threatening me a lot. He is a real mafia.
Mafia, wow.
And never admits mistakes, like somebody else I know. No, her, stupid.
Oh, yeah.
He told me this is the final payment, and there is no more payment. But the truth is that he causes me to pay for the never-ending payment. He is a man full of lies, and this is why I insulted him a lot. He did the same to victim A and C with Eric Bohr. I need the real justice. It is time to clean up and expose the truth. Now!
Wow, she's putting her foot down.
I will attack back. I will get killed by the real authorities, Interpol and FBI. I will see so-called Parker Ground will kill me because I attacked his idiot daughter, Jennifer Green. I also will let this James H. Miller go to hell.
You let him go?
Yeah. No. He must be in jail forever. He told me he wanted to shoot himself. I never see he's committing suicide. He is a fucking liar.
I just love that there's this family bond.
Well, she calls
between
him
Jennifer Green, you know, Jennifer Green.
Oh, I know. They made
the
up family, a family.
But they're fake stupid. They don't know.
Well, this is all truth.
Also, she just called him out for not killing himself.
Yeah, well, it's a little inconvenient. Mr. Dabin!
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It is high time for me to speak out how people judge a scam. In fact, what you said is right. I do agree with you in some point, because I am a victim.
She does agree with you at some point.
In some point. We'll see how long that sticks. From the True Case UK funds, how this Jennifer Green scammed me. Number one, so-called James H. Miller sent the link to me saying...
Jennifer must go there because her name is there, and she has no money for the traffic fair. Oh, she's kind of like Dr. Seuss that.
Are you going to the traffic fair?
I was wondering about that. Who the hell would want to go to that fair? It looks like that there's shit things going on.
It is the lamest fair ever. There's just herbs.
Just herbs.
A horticulturalist might.
Sorry, just a couple of old.
Stupid
concerned.
Shit 60 hippie fair. Who the hell wants to go there?
Nothing fun going on.
Yeah. This is scam. Here is a logical thinking. Jennifer want to go there, and she does not confirm with the bank about the details of funds transfer. She informed me that the funds will release to her. She said the funds will release to her if the account is reactivated. I asked her if this is the payment only. She said yes. And she said to me, everything is in control. This is scam.
She's saying scam a lot, though. She's finally starting to twig, but she still thinks that they're real. They're in.
She's schizophrenic.
Yeah. Now she's back to they're the real people, but they're just ineffective.
I wonder what drugs she's on, and I'm not like I'm not making a blanket.
No, seriously.
I wonder what prescription drugs, meds that
she must be on.
There's got to be a whole host.
I'll tell you this, though. She lies to me. And then she told me her dad was in danger, and James H. Miller told me, too. She asked me to pay for the fees, for the stamp fees, and she got some money. And then she told me after paying for the stamp fees, the funds were released to her. I did ask her, she confirmed with the bank. She said yes.
And she gave her money.
Well, then she told me that there was nothing to do with the bank because she put the money in there and she needs money. She asked me to pay for her food and so on. She asked me to pay and pay. She said the bank teller did not know the truth either. This is scam. She lies. Well, yes.
Well, wait. Jennifer or the bank teller?
Jennifer.
Okay.
She said she got the receipt from the bank. She said so, but never showed the truth. This is scam, too. There is one more thing I can see. She want to eat the money. Well, she's hungry.
You know, you have to heal, and you need a lot of food after you're getting hit by a car.
Sure. She asked another fees called 2014 tax. She took the money, and then she did not reply because she got hit by the car. You're finding this way too funny. I think he's broken. Hit him. He's skipping.
I know.
The whole damn thing, that whole thing was just getting hit by a car, just cracks me up from the beginning. And every time I read cars, it just...
I can't help it. I just picture the car smacking her.
Because it's so fucking stupid.
And all the money flying up in the air.
And you know, you'd think like after a while you'd forget about it. She'd forget about it. And then that stupid car comes.
She'd go back to it. She got hit by the car. And she buys this. She actually thinks, oh, she got hit by a car. That stupid scammer.
And everything she got for those. And what those scammers cooked up. All right, we'll have a hit by a car. Yeah, she'll get hit by a car. Fucking funny is that?
I know. They're just like, there's a dartboard of excuses why things don't happen.
She walks out of the bank and then she gets hit by
a car.
It's like, what is she, one of the Three Stooges? I mean, what the hell?
It's unfortunate.
No, it's funny.
It's unfortunate. The money is never completed. This is typical scam with so many excuses. Coming up with the real threats from James H. Miller and Brown Cotton. James H. Miller said, I asked Jennifer Green to go to Scotland. I never! This Jennifer went there and she sent me mail saying she wanted to clear the funds. James H. Miller is...
a fucking asshole.
No, a fucking liar.
Oh.
Jennifer is...
A fucking mafia.
Asshole.
No, a bitch scammer.
Oh.
Brown Cotton told me she asked Jennifer, and Jennifer said what I said is right. Yeah. This is fucking bitch is a liar. Now she's hiding. The truth is that I do not see the funds. They're a conspiracy. They cheated on my money. They want to divert the funds and then kill me. This is the real murder case. I can write a good story about this.
Oh, you certainly can, lady.
You sure can. You have been.
Then Brown Cotton said to me, Parker Green asked me to introduce a woman to him and send him to the dating site. Who are these people?
Who are these people? Asked me.
Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Who are these people?
I'm getting scammed, Kramer.
They are mafias.
Don't trust them, Jerry. They're effing mafias.
They are mafias. They are liars, Kramer. They want to use people only, and they lie and lie. I am
stumped.
Pissed.
But they want to use people only? What happened? They can't get any money out of cyborgs?
I don't know. The yaks aren't cooperating. Yeah. I am fucking mad, so I must expose the truth.
Oh, fucking mad.
People think of them as scammers, and it is logical if they see the whole story. Mr. Davin!
Wow.
Holy crap, that's 8.
We gotta get this under the wire here.
Yeah.
I see them, carbon copy them, because they do not feel shameful for what they have done. You are totally right. Please expose them and send them to the mass media. I am begging you.
You know what? Is that like the dark net? Instead of the mass media, it's the mess media.
No, it's Fox and MSNBC.
Ah,
it's the mess media.
They're both mess?
Yes, they're both mess.
It's hysterical.
So-called idiot Melvin, you want to deal the case according to the law? I want to see the real justice. You lied to me many times. You are using these people who cheat on my money and scam my money for the funds transfer. You said you arrested the scammers according to my report. I am reporting the truth to the world!
Hear ye, hear ye.
World listening and reporting.
And Jackson has spoken.
This is the truth. I want to see if you are a real one.
I want to see if you're a real one?
I don't know. Mr. Davin!
Whoa. Wow.
Then she sends me a link, and it's the link of Parker Green that I sent to her, where I said, no, this is not a soldier, this is a model. Remember that?
Yes.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
This is real face of Parker Green? Oh, wow!
She just, wait a minute. Did you just say that how she wrote it?
Yes.
She's writing like Jar Jar Binks now.
Yes.
Is this a face of Parker Green?
She's Jar Jar stupid.
She's Jar Jar stinks.
Charge our lid stuck on.
Yes. Wow. This is the first time for me to see his photos a lot. Thanks to you. Truly speaking, I am not interested in it at all. I do not like men with tattoos.
Me see a money photo now. She's
do you like men, do you like men who are real?
No.
Yeah, no. Apparently
that
not.
Is the truth. I do not know this is Green. I just know he is a soldier.
Good for you.
All right. So.
Oh, my God.
What's the tally, kid?
We're done?
We're done.
Okay.
We're not done. Done. We got to thank some folks. But
right.
We're done with
but
that.
I mean, we're done with Anne for this evening.
With Anne.
Oh my God, she far surpassed everybody's expectations.
She always does.
As far as Mr. Davins go, she had 9 Mr. Davins.
Holy mackerel!
I like when they call my name.
The closest, I know. The closest that we came is Isa had 5 Mr. Davins.
Oh, good for you, Pippi.
And Joe's girl had 4, and Joe had 3. So that's as close as we got. And then Mafias, we had 5 Mafias, and Joe pulled that one out. Yeah. And then, you kill my life. And Joe's girl had that. So it was all over the board.
Everybody wins.
No, yeah, everybody won, actually. Everybody played.
I think we're all winners tonight.
Yeah, we're winners, all right.
All right, let's thank some people for allowing this to continue.
Who shall we thank?
Oh, well, I want to thank, I'm thanking Zombie Martial Arts. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course. We all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Kind of like what Paul Violas was talking about.
Exactly, he was saying. Don't be the weak link.
Yeah, exactly. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. That's Russ Ferdico. That's RussFerdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Sorry.
Just read the read.
Okay. I go... Okay. Ugh. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli of Chester, New York, brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli is great for you when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekend. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Sunday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday night, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16, office party, wedding, or anything that just has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights, which Davin will be introducing in several weeks throughout the year by Side Splitting Productions. Experience is all Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions, listen, it's holiday time. You need a Santa Claus or a comedian or a karaoke to make your event the best. Give us a call at 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. And as always, go to SideSplittingProductions.com, SideSplittingProductions.com. When you want the best in entertainment, you're going to go to SideSplittingProductions.com. I want to thank a couple of folks for contributing to the show tonight. Cal Verducci as Charlie Sheen. I want to thank Cal. It was a dead-on impression. Go to CalVerducci.com. That's CalVerducci.com. CalVerducci.com. And, of course, Paul Violas of The Security Brief. Great interview.
Yeah, really
good.
Yeah,
very good.
Looking forward to the debut of the show. I think my show is going to re-air, too, when I was on.
So oh, cool.
So that's going to be cool. So you're going to, starting December 21st, you're going to want to check your local listings to see when The Security Brief is on in your area. Joe, where are you
going to
be?
I'm going to be at the Tuscan Grill in Toms River, New Jersey. Going to be there on Saturday, this coming Saturday. 7 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show with Vic DiBattista, the bread and milk guy. Hysterical show. For reservations, 732-797-2570. They're on 1250 Hooper Avenue in Toms River. So check us out on Saturday night.
Good food there?
Very good. Very
sounds
good.
Sounds good.
What's he going to say? Grill? It stinks?
No, it's very good.
But Tuscan Grill, I'm like, I'm really hungry. So yeah. I'm like, what do they have?
Is he going to go on the end and go, you know what? The food's really dreadful. I don't recommend you eat there. What type of question is that? It's ridiculous.
Very nice. It's actually a very nice
place.
Does the
food suck there, Joe?
No, it does not.
Okay.
It's delicious.
Don't roll your eyes
at me.
Some
of the comments on this show suck. I'll tell you that. All right. Well, guys, it's good to be back. That was
yes.
a lot on this show.
Oh, my God. It's like we take 2 weeks off. We pack in everything but the kitchen sink.
It's like when a man has not experienced pleasure for quite some time, he just explodes on the scene and covers everything with more than you're used to.
Explodes being the operative word.
Yes. I feel that's what we did tonight. We exploded.
I would say.
So
that was some radio bukkake, if I ever.
New catchphrase. Radio bukkake.
To tell that to the advertisers. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
We're radio.
Well, Mr. Advertiser, we're Radio Bukkake.
Ever get one in the eye? We're kind of like that.
Okay, no. Thank you.
No, Wrecking Ball Radio. Damn it. I blew another one.
Well. All right, well, guys, thank you guys for hanging out. Go to Davin's Den on the Facebook page. Davin's Den Facebook page. Sign the petition. Share it with everybody. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.